Well, here we are again with another program having to do with preparing for the coming storm, and there is a storm coming. We're living in an age when it's not user-friendly for the one who's going to follow the Word of God. However, the Bible is very plain about the fact that we may be able to stand. We've looked in the area of Ephesians 4:14. It says, "Be no more children." Then in Ephesians 4:23, "Be renewed in your mind." Today we want to look at, "Be ye therefore followers of God." Followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and has given himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savor. Before we look at this, let's sing this song together. Follow the words. This is a tremendous song. "I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthily Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day."
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, though I unworthy Christ in love redeem me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. At night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Well, we're looking in Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Paul said to these Christians at Ephesus, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has also loved us." That's a lot of love. "And has given himself for us." There's another good point. We are to be followers of God, walking in love, giving ourselves for others as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Now he says, be followers, walk in love. It's not the talk, it's the walk. We need to walk in love. Now, we've been looking at the fact that there's a storm coming, and it's not a friendly place for Christians anymore if you're going to follow the Word of God. If you're going to compromise, you won't have any problems. But if you're going to stand true to the Word of God, the Bible we have seen in 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps," followers of the Lord. And then in 1 Peter 3:14, "But then if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." However, as we go into the situation that we're facing today, Jesus said, Matthew 5:44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." One of the things we need to learn as Christians today is to have a proper balance on standing for the truth, but loving our enemies. Bless them that curse us, and do good to them that hate us, and pray for them. Now, Ephesians 4:15 says, "But speaking the truth in love." And so there's a balance here. We have to be very careful to stand for the truth, not giving heed to commandments of men that turn from the truth. So there's several things here. Number one, speaking. We shouldn't be silent in this age in which we're living. We need to speak the truth. Now, the truth has become the new hate law. If you're going to speak the truth today, you're going to have some opposition. But we have to speak the truth in love. Truth and love go together. You don't love if you don't handle the truth. And the warning here in the middle of it all is not giving heed to commandments of men that turn from the truth. And so to have this balance, we need to have the Spirit-filled life in order to handle this. So he says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now, be not unwise. To be wise, the dictionary says, is responding sensibly to a particular situation. For the Christian, to be wise is to be responding scripturally to a particular situation, and we're facing some different situations today that we were not facing 10 years ago. So he says, in order to do this, be filled with the Spirit. Now, what's it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Remember when the Spirit came, he came as a rushing mighty wind, and we have a picture here of a Holy Spirit, the dove in the sails, influencing the ship. And as we've said before, to be filled with the Spirit is to be influenced by the Spirit. So the wind is going to blow that ship in the direction that the wind wants it to go. And to be filled with the Spirit is simply to be influenced by the Holy Spirit in going in the direction that the Holy Spirit wants me to go, having him influence my life. That is why Paul made the comparison here, be not drunk with wine. What happens if you're drunk with wine? You're influenced. You're under the influence of the wine. But be influenced with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit should guide us in the direction that he wants us to go, and we should be willing to let that happen so that we might be understanding what the will of the Lord is. And so in Romans 8:16, it says the Spirit itself. Now that word itself has been translated himself 58 times and should be. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Spirit, of the Trinity. And so the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. Now once again, and we've looked at this before, Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, "I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Bible also says the Holy Spirit beareth witness with our spirit. He does not bear witness with our soul, which consists of the mind, the will, and the emotions. The Holy Spirit deals with our spirit. And then in turn, if the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into all truth, which Jesus promised he would, then we need to let our spirit determine or dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how we're going to handle the situations that are coming along in this day in which we live. Once again, let's sing this hymn. It's so good to know a lot of things we don't know, but we know who we believe in, and we are persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, though I unworthy Christ in love redeem me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. Come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.